Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Inba, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the conference call of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations to discuss its fourth quarter and full year ended March 31, 2022. We have with us today Sri Commodore P.R. Hari, Indian Navy retired, Chairman and Managing Director, additional charge, and Sri R.K. Dash, Director Finance. At this moment, all participant lines are in the listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Sri Commodore P.R. Hari, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, a very good morning to all of you. I am Commodore P.R. Hari, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, and with me here are Sri R.K. Dash, Director of Finance, Sri Sandeep Mahapatra, the company secretary, and Mrs. Aparajita Ghosh, Additional General Manager of Finance. I welcome you all to the conference call to discuss the financial performance of the company for the fourth quarter and the year ended 31st March 2022. At the outset, I am indeed honored to interact with the investors, this being my first interaction with you all after assuming charge as the Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Before I talk about the financial results of the company, let me brief you on the projects in hand and the physical performance of the shipyard during 2021-22. As regards the projects in hand, on the shipbuilding side, that is our core business vertical, we have 6 projects concurrently being executed. These include the prestigious E-17 Alpha Advanced Frigate Program for 3 ships for the Indian Navy, a 4-ship project, Survey Vessel Large, for the Indian Navy, 8 ASW shallow water crafts, again for the Indian Navy, 1 fast patrol vessel for the Indian Coast Guard, 1 ocean-going passenger come ferry vessel for the Cooperative Republic of Guyana, and 8 patrol boats for the Fisheries Department of the Government of Bangladesh. The last 2, that is the ocean-going passenger come ferry vessel for the Government of Guyana and the 8 patrol boat project for the Government of Bangladesh, have been won on competitive bidding basis. In addition, we have also been declared L2 in a bid for next generation ocean going patrol vessels for the Indian Navy. And as per the tender conditions, we will be concluding a contract for 4 of these OPVs during the current year. On the other verticals, we have orders on the portable steel bailey bridges from the bailey bridge division, an ongoing project for manufacturing of 1 megawatt diesel alternators by the diesel engine division at Vanchi, and of course, deck machinery from the deck machinery division. As stated by my predecessor during earlier interactions with the investors, ship repairs have been a focus area, and happy to inform that we have taken off in the right direction with orders coming in from the Indian Coast Guard for refit of their vessels. Coming to 2021-22, it has been a challenging year. Of course, the intensity of the challenges posed by COVID pandemic have been lesser than the previous year. However, the first half of the year, especially the first 2.5 to 3 months, we too have been impacted by the second and third waves of the COVID pandemic. And along with that, the associated restrictions imposed by both the local and the central administration. As with the previous year, we have surmounted these challenges through innovative build and operational strategy, ranging from staggered work timings, curtailed shift, work being undertaken at scattered location to decongest our manpower, and we have come out unscathed with production progressing unhindered. I'm happy to inform you that all the project milestones that were envisaged to be completed during 21-22 have been successfully achieved. On the shipbuilding side, let me inform you that in a shipbuilding process, keel laying and launch are two major milestones. Laying of keel or keel laying means the keel block is erected in the building berth or building dock, and around this keel block forms the hull of the ship. The next major activity is the launch of a ship, when the entire hull form of a ship is formed. We call the ship she. The ship is put to water for the first time. Again, happy to inform that during 21-22, we have laid the keel of six ships, and also launched the first survey vessel large on 5th December 2021. As I have mentioned earlier, ship repairs have been a focus area. Let me inform you that during 2021-22, we have carried out refits of 4 ships, 3 for the Indian Coast Guard and 1 for the Government of Mauritius, CGS Barracuda. During the last year, that is 21-22, we have successfully installed and commissioned a 250-ton Goliath crane. This crane was procured on a global tender basis from Korea. And the interesting part about this crane is that this huge crane was brought in fully assembled condition by sea in a 38-meter ship and shifted on to the GRC premises. Thereafter, it was successfully installed and commissioned during June 21. This crane, why I'm speaking specifically about this crane is it's a major capacity enabler and is extensively used for production activities wherein large size units and blocks are shifted for erection. On 8th of April 2021, Zoroaster, a fast patrol vessel, was handed over by our Honorable Prime Minister to the President of Seychelles. Happy to inform you that the guarantee refit of this ship was also concluded during the same year by March 2021-22 at GRSC. During the year, we have concluded 4 major MOUs, Memorandum of Understanding, 2 with global shipbuilders for collaboration in design and construction of ships. We concluded a concessional agreement with Kolkata Port Trust for strategic lease of 3 dry docks. The intent of taking over these dry docks was to provide an impetus to ship repairs, and the results are here to see, and we are already having almost 90% occupancy of these docks during the last 8 months. We also signed an agreement with the Border Roads Organization, DGBR, for 27 modular bridges. This is a breakthrough in the modular bridges segment, and we expect further orders from the Border Roads Organization for these bridges. For our performance, demonstrated performance, we have been assessed as excellent in the MOU ratings by the Department of Public Enterprises for the year ended 31st March 2021. Happy to inform you again that we are the only defense shipyard to get an excellent rating, and only one of the two defense public sector undertakings to get an excellent rating, and one of the 14 of the 200 plus PSCs to get an excellent rating. Now coming to the plans for the current year and the future. As mentioned earlier, we are undertaking 6 shipbuilding projects. Coming to the prestigious T-17 Alpha project, the first vessel that was launched in December 2020 is now undergoing outfitting and has already achieved around 37% physical progress. The launch of the second ship is planned next month, during July 22, with a percentage construction of around 27%. The third vessel is on track for launch 3 months ahead of schedule during May 2023. Coming to the survey vessel large project, as I had mentioned earlier, the first ship was launched in December 2021 and has now achieved nearly 50% physical progress of construction. The second ship was launched just 5 days back on 26th of May, and we intend launching the third ship in November this year and the last ship during April 23. As far as the ASW shallow water craft project is concerned, concurrent construction of 4 out of the 8 ships have already progressed, and we intend launching the first and the second ships by October 22 and March 23 respectively. The Guyana ocean-going passenger cum ferry vessel is well on track with the launch planned on 15th of June, that is coming month, in another 15 days. And the delivery of this vessel is planned in February 23. As mentioned, we are also undertaking a project of a fast petrol vessel for the Indian Coast Guard. The ship has already reached around 70% physical construction and was launched on 2nd of May, earlier this month. And the delivery of this vessel is planned in Jan 23. Bangladesh port project, fisheries department for Bangladesh, we are constructing 6 petrol boats, and the delivery of these vessels are planned by August this year. On the ship repair front, as I mentioned, 4 refits completed last year, and this year, presently we are undertaking refit of 1 Coast Guard ship, and we expect the ship repair business to strengthen in the coming days. Now coming to the financial highlights, 2021-22 has been a successful year for the shipyard in terms of financial performance, having achieved the highest ever revenue from operations at 1,758 crores, with an increase of 617 crores and registering a growth of 54% from the previous year. The same goes for the total income also. We touched 1,918 crores, an increase of 45% over the last financial year. Happy to inform you that we have also achieved the highest ever PBT and PAT at 257 and 190 crores respectively. Our EBITDA has increased by 24%, and the earnings per share has risen from rupees 13.40 per share to rupees 16.55, again the highest ever. The highest revenue per employee of 98 lakhs again was achieved during this year, as against rupees 60 lakhs during the last year. And the employee cost to BOP has dropped from 23.78% to 16.61%. So in a nutshell, 2021-22 has been a highly successful year for us in terms of both physical and financial performance. Thank you. Over to the moderator, please.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We will take our first question. That's from the line of Harshit Kaparia from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir, and good execution in challenging times. My first question is, sir, can you please elaborate on the order pipeline which we have for the shipbuilding business? That would be the first question.
Good morning, Mr. Kapadia.
Yeah.
As far as the current order book is concerned, we presently have orders worth, as on 31st March, 24,072 crores. On the shipbuilding side, we have, as I had mentioned earlier, we have the P-17 Alpha project, three ships, with a balance order book value of around 15,780 crores. Then four ships of the Survivathan Large project, eight and ASW, anti-submarine warfare, shallow water crafts. Two export orders, one for a passenger cum ferry vessel for the government of Guyana, and eight patrol boats for the Bangladesh Fisheries Department. In addition to this, we also have an order in hand for a fast patrol vessel for the Indian Coast Guard. I had mentioned earlier that we had delivered last year a fast patrol vessel with the government of Seychelles. So this vessel is being constructed as a replacement for an earlier project for the Indian Coast Guard from where we had diverted this vessel to the government of Seychelles. So this in a nutshell is the order book on the shipbuilding side. As far as the orders on the pipeline, as mentioned earlier, we have been declared L2 in the next generation ocean-going patrol vessel project for the Indian Navy. And as per the tender conditions, four of these ships will be built by GRSC. So the order value will be approximately 3,200 crores. We expect this contract to be signed during this year. In addition, we are looking forward to the RFPs coming in from the Navy and the Coast Guard in the coming days. So this is as far as the domestic shipbuilding is concerned with respect to the orders on the pipeline. We are also looking forward for export opportunities where we are targeting certain countries where we feel there is potential for export. Thank you.
Fair enough, sir. This was really helpful. And is it possible for you to give the breakup of the 24,000 crore order book in terms of how much is P-72, SVC and ASW Corvette, sir?
Sure.
Yeah.
As far as the P-17 Alpha project is concerned, the total order value is 19,293 crores. And having completed, executed almost 3,500 crores so far, we have a balance of 15,780 crores in this project. As far as the Survivathan Large project is concerned, the total order value is 2,435 crores. And having executed the 583 crores so far, we are left with around 1,850 crores yet to be executed. Balance. Coming to the shallow water craft project, anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft project, the total order value is 6,311 crores. And having executed 374 crores so far, the balance is 5,937 crores.
Okay, thank you.
I was just mentioning that hope this addresses your query.
Yeah, okay. This was very helpful, sir, on giving us the details. Also wanted to check with you on the Q4 results. You know, the revenue growth has been, you know, exceedingly well. But whereas the gross margin was on a lower side. So is there any particular reason we can, you know, highlight why the gross margins were much lower than what, you know, possibly you were looking at?
One second, please. Yeah. Now, it is not only the Q4. If you take the full financial year, as I had mentioned, the operating profit has gone up. Overall performance is definitely good. Explain why the margin has dropped marginally. In 21-22, our interest income has dropped by 18 crore. This is primarily due to the reduction in the interest rate from 4.7% to 4.2%. And for an average deposit of around 3,700 crores, this 0.5% translates to like 18 crores. In addition, as I had mentioned during my initial address, that we have acquired a Goliath crane during, which was capitalized during the last financial year, 2021, and operationalized during the last year. This is at a cost of approximately 160 crores. So the depreciation here works out to around 6.5 crores. Next is that during, if you're comparing with 2021, there we have been similarly lucky to get an IT refund during that year where the interest component works out to around 8 crores. So the net effect, 18 crores plus 6.5 crores plus 8 crores, works out to 32.5 crores, which is around 1.8% of our revenue from operations. Another aspect is that as you are aware, we are executing the T-17 Alpha project where the profit margins are around 7.5%. And the other two major projects, the SW shallow water craft and the survey vessel large project, have been won on competitive bidding. And therefore, the profit margins are narrow. In 2021, the proportion of our revenue from operations between the P-17 Alpha project and the other ships was 56-44. Considering the project execution cycle wherein the other ships have started picking up, the proportion between P-17 Alpha and the other ships has dropped to, rather changed to 52-48. All these factors have resulted in a marginal drop of the margin. Now, shipbuilding, if you take shipbuilding industry as a whole, the profit, healthy profit margins is anything beyond 7.5 to 8%. Now, if you take the last 4 years, our margin, the PAT margin, has increased from 6.04 4 years back, touched a peak of 10.87 during the last year, and now it is steady at 10%. Which I feel indicates healthy operating conditions. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Kaparia, may we request you to please return to the queue? There are several participants waiting for their turn. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, we request you to please limit your questions to two per participant. Time permitting, you may come back in the queue for a follow-up question. Our next question is from the line of Venkatesh Subramanian from Logic Tree Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, good morning, Commander Hari. Congratulations on a good performance and also for being one of the only two companies to have excellent out of 200 PSUs. So I have a simple question, sir, which is the current order book and what you have indicated. As per the last many con calls, it was understood that FY23 and FY24 could be peak years in terms of production, especially in terms of value of production. Is that right, and are we on track to get that done, sir, in this year, FY23? If you can kind of give us an idea on what could be the execution rate.
Thank you. At the outset, thank you, Mr. Subramanian. As stated during earlier interactions with the investors also, yes, the coming year, FY23, FY24, FY25, these are going to be the peak years with respect to execution of the current order book.
Right.
Now, I had mentioned that the P-17 Alpha project, I presume I had indicated the percentages progress also. The first ship has touched around 37%, the second ship is hovering around 22 to 23%, and the third ship is catching up fast. So, in a normal shipbuilding cycle, I'm just taking P7 as an example, and this is applicable for every project.
Sure.
In a normal shipbuilding cycle, the maximum revenue from operations, the DOP, is accrued when the ship moves from around 35, depending upon the size of the ship, the complexity of the vessel. On an average, if the maximum VOP is generated when the ship moves from around 35% to 60%.
Okay.
This is the phase when the equipment gets lowered, the integration starts. So, as indicated earlier, and now I'm reiterating that our peak performance in terms of execution of orders and then translating it to VOP would be in the coming years, that is 23, 24, 25.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Viraj Mithani from Jupiter Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir, and congratulations on the good set of numbers. I have basically two questions. My first question is on the cost of material. When I see from quarter to quarter comparison, has actually gone up from, say, 36% in the last quarter to the sales to 57% to the sale in this quarter. And the second question would be on the export, which you mentioned. Can you give more color on that, like what efforts are being made and what are we planning to export and the rest, and et cetera? That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Rashmatani. I will start with the first question that you posed with respect to the cost of material. Rightly pointed out that the cost of material has gone up from 36% during the last quarter to 57% during the previous quarter, that is Q4. Now, this clearly indicates that the projects are progressing in the right direction. As the projects progress, and especially when they are reaching a phase wherein equipment and systems get lowered and integrated onto the ship, the cost of material automatically increases. With the projects maturing further, this percentage, the cost, material cost would definitely increase. Material input on board any shipbuilding project is directly linked with the physical progress of construction of the ship. And as I had mentioned, the equipment lowering happens generally, depending upon the size of the ship, maybe around 30% when the ship achieves around 30% progress, and the peak by the time it touches 60%. As regards the export orders and efforts towards improving our export content, we have identified certain countries having potential for exports, targeted these nations, and we already appointed the marketing representatives in these nations. And the results, see, this is a long-run process. It's not that when we appoint an agent, the results will be immediate. We have to be patient. And in our case, the results are already evident, having made a breakthrough in Bangladesh, wherein we have bagged an order on a competitive bidding basis. So we expect in the coming years, with not only GRSEs, but the government trust is also on exports, we expect export orders to increase in the coming years.
Thank you. So what would be the distinct commodity inflation in this cost of material consumed, like say steel price or something which is normal, not the equipment, and what would be the percentage of the commodity inflation in this material consumed would be, if you could give some color on that?
Sure. Now, in a ship, steel, let us take steel, then what we call as yard material, that is generally the insulation, the minor fittings. These comprise a very less percentage of the overall cost of a ship. In case of steel, steel just takes around 4 to 5% of the overall cost of a ship. And the entire yard material, that is inclusive of steel, is to the tune of 10 to 12% as far as the overall cost of a ship. The maximum value comes in terms of equipment, the propulsion machinery, the communication systems, the weapons and systems. They carry the maximum cost. To answer your question, steel and the yard material consume around 10 to 12% of the overall cost of a ship. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you and good day.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Abhishek Poddar from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
So thanks for taking my question. Sir, regarding the order pipeline that you mentioned, you're talking about the next-gen vessels and also previously you've spoken about ASW Corvettes. Given these pipelines, would you expect your order book to come down from 24,700 crores in the future after 2-3 years when you see the peak execution of the current orders? Or these pipelines will be enough for you to maintain a healthy order book even after 2 or 3 years? So?
Thank you, Mr. Abhishek, for that. As far as the orders already in hand, we expect these orders to be exhausted by FY 27, considering the current progress of the ship and the equipment availability and the project execution plan. We also have, as I had mentioned, we also have one more order in the pipeline, which we expect to conclude during the current year for four next-generation ocean-going patrol vessel, and the value of that order is approximately 3,200 crores. What we also expect is for the Navy to come out with an RFP for next-generation corvettes. And as you may be aware, we, GRSC, have built 9 corvettes, both surface, whether it's missile corvettes and anti-submarine corvettes for the Indian Navy. So with our experience and expertise and the technical know-how in building corvettes, we will be accordingly bidding. I'm very confident of getting results in the right direction. To answer your question, right now, the existing order book, excluding the next-generation OPVs, will last us till FY27. And considering the build period of the next-generation OPVs, we will have orders in hand at least till 2029. And as I have mentioned, if the next-generation COVID comes to us, that's a big project, 13,000-14,000 crores. The project is spillover up to 2032. Thank you.
Understood. And so on the margins, one question, as we move with higher execution, would the operating leverage benefit us in terms of reporting better margins? Or is it that, you know, higher equipment cost and all will kind of eat up into those benefits that we can accrue because of higher operating leverage?
When I was explaining to another investor who had asked a similar question earlier, shipbuilding, in the industry of shipbuilding, I'm not talking about ship repair. In case of shipbuilding, the profit margins, healthy profit margins are in the range of 7.5 to 8%. And as we have seen our own performance this year, we have touched 10%. Last year, I've explained how it went, the deviation from last year to the marginal drop, which is because of a specific reason. Now, with all the bits coming on competitive basis, we are very confident of maintaining similar margins in future also. Second point is that we are also venturing into ship repairs, where the profit margins are high to the tune of 15% to 20%. In case of some of the ship repair contracts. So we feel we'll be able to strike a balance and maintain similar margins.
Sir, understood. Just one follow-up on this. When you say a PAT margin of 10% that you have achieved this year, there is a large portion of other income, which is interest income included in that. So do you mean 10% including the other income, or it should be the interest income should be excluded when we are calculating the 10%?
Yeah. It is including the other income, naturally. It is including the other income.
And so that you would include because that is an advance from the orders, and that's part of the profitability outlook for you.
Once again, it's not an advance. In case of shipbuilding, there is nothing called advance. There are 15 stage payments, and this is just one stage payment, which is given during the preparatory phase, that is the pre-production phase. So it's not an advance. It is a milestone, project milestone, that is payment milestone. Yes, to answer your question, yes, it is inclusive of our other income, which in turn will manifest into the profit margins.
Okay, understood, sir. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my first question is, how do you see the FY23 revenue and margins to pan out? And can we expect by FY24-25 you will touch a 5,000 crore kind of top line given the jump you are expecting? And will the margin profile be similar for the 22-23, 23-24, 25?
Thank you, Mr. Mohit. And as I had mentioned to a previous question, 23-24, that is FY23, that is the current financial year, FY24 and FY25, would definitely see a growth in our revenue from operations. At this moment, I can only indicate that we are on a growth trajectory upwards. And along with that, we are confident of maintaining the margins that we have achieved this year.
So you're talking about the PAT margin, right, of 10%. Am I right, sir?
Affirmative. You're right.
Yeah, and so out of this, of course, there are some nomination and some competitive bid projects. Given the mix, you still expect the margin to be 10% and don't expect the margin to deteriorate in the medium term. Given the fact that a part of the order book is on competitive bid basis and part of it is on cost plus basis, you still believe that you should be able to hold on to 10% margin. Is that correct assessment?
Yes. That's what I've mentioned. It's a hybrid equation. That is competitive bid orders procured, obtained through competitive bidding, orders on nomination, that is the P7 Alpha project, plus what is in the pipeline, including our ventures into export or ship repair. All put together, we expect to maintain similar margins. in the future.
So lastly, on the ship repair, sir, how do you see the ship repair revenues panning out in medium term, and what is your aspiration, and what is the kind of margin possible in this line of business?
Ship repair has been a vertical which we have started focusing from the previous financial year. And to give you a background, to provide impetus to ship repairs, we have acquired three dry docks on a long term, that is strategic lease from the Kolkata Port Trust. And we have started in a modest way with a very, very clear plan for the coming years. The results are here to see, and we already obtained orders for refit from the Indian Coast Guard on competitive bid basis. And of course, a few commercial vessels also. So to answer your question with respect to revenue expected from the ship repair business, at this juncture, I can only state that we have aspirational targets in mind, but I expect in the coming years, that is FY 23, 24, 25, and thereon, first for us to stabilize, and thereafter an increase of around 10 to 15% every year. As far as the margins, profit margins in ship repair is concerned, ship repair is a profitable segment where the profit margins are to the tune of 15 to 20%, and in some cases, it is in the range of 20 to 25%. So it's a profitable business, and that is the reason why we have ventured into this in an aggressive manner. Thank you.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Ankit Babel from Shipcom Ventures. Please go ahead.
Ankit Babel here, sir. Good morning. Sir, you have a large portion of your profits coming from other income. Now, as you alluded the fact that from here on the execution cycle will pick up drastically, so do you feel that a lot of your cash balance would be utilized to take care of your working capital and other execution-related requirements, and hence there could be a sharp drop in your other income in the coming years?
Good morning to you, Mr. Ankit. We are in a phase where the projects are picking up, and so naturally, a certain amount of our cash balance will be utilized for execution, that is procurement of material, payment to our subcontractors, and so on. But on the positive side, some of the projects are also getting completed. They're getting delivered. In addition, as mentioned, we are also expecting the contract for the next generation ocean going patrol vessels to be signed during the current year. So what goes out will come in also. So I don't expect any major dip in our cash balance. And also with the higher VOP, our operating profit will also correspondingly increase. So it's a balance between all these factors. And this will compensate for the dip, which I don't feel there will not be a major dip, because with the next projects coming in during the current year, this will strike a balance.
Okay, and sir, any broad range of revenues which you are looking at in FY23, I mean like 4,000, 5,000 crores, what is the broad range you are looking at, considering your execution cycles?
Considering the execution cycle, we expect around 20% increase over the current year, 20-25% increase. That's what we are targeting. Again, this target is an aspirational target. That's what we are targeting.
So on the base of 1750 crores, so 1760 crores, you are expecting a 25%. Means just 2200 crores of revenue you are expecting in this year.
See, the figures at this juncture, I cannot comment on the figures.
So just a range, sir, because the expectation was like 5,000 crores. I mean, what the other investors were and analysts were expecting. And you are saying around 2,500 crores. So there is a drastic difference. That's the reason I need to understand.
one thing you must understand is that shipbuilding is a process wherein I cannot lower the equipment or systems till the time the ship reaches a certain level of maturity. So when we are considering the completion of the ongoing projects by 2027, we are in a phase where, yes, there is the physical progress is increasing by the day. Equipment will go in. So FY, as I said, when I started the discussion, since I had mentioned that FY 23, 24, 25, these are the years when the projects will reach a phase. There is P7 Alpha project, there is our biggest revenue on earth, reaching a physical progress percentage of that is ranging from 35 this year to 60, 65 in the next 2 years. The ASW shallow water craft project reaching similar or, they are much smaller ships, similar or better percentages. And the survey vessel project getting concluded in the next 2 years. All put together, we can increase, we can see a steady rise in our income in the coming, in the steady rise in our revenue from operations in the coming years. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Akshay Kothari from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to know what would be the defense budget allocation to Navy and how do we see going forward, how would it increase? And currently our order book is at around 25,000 crores. So next 4 to 5 years down the line, where can we see this order book? Just a ballpark number.
At this juncture, I cannot tell you the exact defense budget allocation for the Indian Navy, but I am clear about the RFPs which the Navy is going to come out in the coming years. One of the major projects that is going to come for RFP, which we expect the RFP to be published, this year, is for the next generation corvettes. The order value of this project is to the tune of 13 to 14,000 crores. Another project that the Navy is likely to come out during the current year or the next year would be for the follow-on water jet FACs. This, again, the order value would be to the tune of 2,500 crores, 29. In addition, the Indian Coast Guard, the order is in the pipeline for all of us, that is for the 14 FPV project. Again, the order value is to the tune of around 2,000 crores. These are the major orders that are expected in the near future. Plus, there is a big order for construction of 4 landing platform dock LPDs, for which the RFI had come out last year. So this year, towards the end of next year, we expect the RFP to come out. This order value would be to the tune of around 25,000 crores. So this, in a nutshell, are the orders that are expected from the Indian defense sector, that is between the Navy and the Coast Guard. As far as our order book, I had answered to a previous query that the current order book of around 24,000 plus crores, plus the order which is already on the pipeline this year for the 4 next generation FPVs, around 3,200 crores. That means in a, put together it comes around 27,000 plus crores, will easily last us till 2029, that is FY29. And we're very confident of getting at least a couple of these orders which I had mentioned, which are likely to come through RFPs in the, this year, next year. Thank you.
Okay, that's great. Also wanted to know, what we have been hearing is there are certain orders of frigates which we have, co-developing with Russia. So, why are we actually developing it with Russia? We are self-sufficient, or is it like our capacities are fully utilized? So, what is the basic reason behind that?
Yes, there is an order which is being co-developed with Russia for frigate, that is 1135.6, the project. Now, the background is that initially India had imported few vessels of this class from Russia. Now the aim of the co-development is simple. It is to develop the capability to build these ships within India. It is with that intent that the project is being co-developed. Now, as you may be aware, two of these ships are being built in India at Goa Shipyard, and a couple of vessels are being concurrently built abroad. But the intent, to answer your question, this is only to ensure that capability for full-fledged development, that is design and construction of these ships, is developed within India. That is the intent.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's great. And lastly, a bookkeeping question. Could you explain the exceptional item which is there?
I will request Director of Finance, Sri Dash, to answer the question.
This exceptional items already you see in our note, we have elaborated. This is the during the pandemic, last year, FY21 and FY22, in FY21, 81 days, and FY22, 31 days, there is no operation. But we have to pay wages to our operators, and also that our factory was also operated, and some depreciation, all these things, charges were there. So these are the expenses which were incurred, but which are not given any any BOP or revenue, and this was written off. So that we have categorized as exceptional items. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up from Harshit Kapadia from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. Sorry to harp you on this pipeline thing. So you mentioned for the next generation corvette, the RFA will be issued this year. So the order finalization will happen next year. And just wanted to check, will it be split between you and other shipyard companies, or it will be entirely given to one company? That's the first question. And secondly, of the order pipeline which you have mentioned for water jets, SPVs, and even LPDs, where do you think, given that GRSE capability is to win in these other three orders? That would be helpful.
Thank you, Mr. Harshit. Coming to the next generation corvettes, one statement that I had made was that between all the Indian shipyards, we are the most experienced with respect to construction of these corvettes, having delivered 9 vessels which are still in active service with the Indian Navy, that is missile corvettes and the anti-submarine warfare corvettes. Now, to answer your question whether these will be split or a single shipyard would get it, I would not be able to comment on that at this stage because we are not clear about that. But anyway, just to give confidence to our investors, we are very confident that our bid would be appropriate to get a positive result for your company, for our company. As regards the water jet FACs, again, like corvettes, between the Navy and Coast Guard, we have delivered over 30 platforms, similar platforms. And during 2013 to 16, we have delivered four, that is the latest set of water jet FACs that we have delivered to the Indian Navy. And as you are aware, we are currently executing what is termed as fast patrol vessels, but in effect, they have water jet propulsion. So we have vast experience in constructing these ships. Again, the confidence levels with respect to winning this water jet FAC order is high. As far as the LPD is concerned, the RFI had come out last year, and we expect the RFP to come out maybe end of this year or next year. That's all I can state at this moment with respect to LPD. Thank you.
Understood, sir. And just wanted to check with you on the numbers which you just mentioned to an investor. So you're expecting revenue growth of around 20-25% in FY23. Is that what you're trying to say? Is that like on a conservative basis is what you're trying to say, or that would be minimum that you would be doing, sir?
I cannot put a figure to the exact revenue that we would be generating in the coming year, but just to suffice to say that the considering the project program, we are very confident of giving a good result next year with respect to revenue and profitability. And earlier we had, one of the investors had asked what is going to be the performance during 23, 24, 25, whether we'll peak or not. Yes, as per the project build schedule, we will be peaking during this year. And we are on a steady upward path for the next foreseeable future, that is next 3 years for sure. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhishek Modi from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Am I audible?
Absolutely. I can hear you.
So two questions. The first, you spoke about order book. Is it 24,700 crores? I was unable to get because one of the gentlemen told us.
Mr. Modi, I'm sorry to interrupt, but there is some disturbance coming in. Can you just take off your earphones and speak? If you
Am I audible now?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, okay. What is the order book? 24,700 crores, 24,072 crores, because there was some miss. I think I heard a bit, I heard a different number.
Okay, I will answer that question first. It is 24,072 crores, not 700, 24,072 crores as of 31st March this year.
Yeah, thanks for that. The second question, I think, regarding the commodity inflation, you had spoken that steel and the yacht material were 4 to 5%, and the largest cost comes from communications and weapon system. So does the communication weapon system not include commodities like steel and those? Because gardeneries might will be impacted to some extent, no? Or because they are those kind of components where the inflation is yet to have an impact?
Okay, I'll answer the question. What we term in the parlance of shipbuilding is we segregate between equipment and systems and yard material. What we term as yard material is generally the ship construction material, that is steel, which the cost of steel comes to around 4 to 5%. And the second part is the yard material like fasteners, the insulation, the consumables used for steel fabrication, welding. So all these put together, it comes to just about 10 to 12% of the overall project cost. Now, what you termed as commodities, like let us say the main propulsion system or the communication weapons, now, our contracts are fixed price contracts with the customers, and in turn, we have fixed price contracts with our OEMs and vendors. And all these orders have been placed in such a manner at the appropriate time of the project execution cycle. And therefore, the question of inflation escalation does not arise. And further, as far as steel is concerned, this is for information that we have, we procure steel from indigenous sources, and we have running MOUs, that's contracts with Steel Authority of India, major steel manufacturer, PSU of our nation. And there again, we do not see such price variations because the MOU is already in existence.
And so you mean go ahead, you can go ahead, sorry.
So the impact of inflation, yes, it is there, but it is not so much on the overall project cost because around 60 to 65% of the project cost comes out of the equipment. And that the orders have been already placed and they are all fixed price contracts.
So you mean to say since both your supply and your the input, it's a memorandum of understanding and the contract is fixed. Hence, though in the current high prices are least likely, they are going to impact to a lower extent for your company, correct? Am I right?
Could you repeat this question, please? I didn't register.
Sorry. Means you mean to say that you, for example, to Steel Authority of India, you already have an understanding in terms of the steel prices, and your contracts are fixed-term contracts. And since this is a fixed-term contract, the current commodity high prices are not going to impact your company much.
As far as the steel is concerned, no. As far as the equipment and systems are concerned, no. But as far as the yard material, which comes to a minuscule percent of the overall project, yes, there is an impact. But the impact is limited to an overall project cost deviation of maybe 0.1-0.2%.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think that answers my question. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Venkatesh from Logic Tree. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just summarizing on the order flows that you talked about. So my understanding is right, the current order book will last us till FY27. And during the course of the time, we are perhaps may get a Corvette order, which is could be worth 15,000 crore, another 2,000 crores in terms of, I didn't get that one. So, and then there's about 20,000 crores of orders, work in progress, which we are bidding for. And apart from that, there is a big ticket order of a landing pad, which could be in excess of 20,000 crores. So there is a possibility of bidding for approximately more than 20,000 crores. Is that right, sir?
I will answer this question. As you rightly said, we are current order book of around 24,000 crores will last us till FY27.
Yeah.
Considering the execution cycle. And I also mentioned that we have been declared L2 for the next generation ocean-going petrol vessel. This, we expect the contract to be concluded as per the tender condition, 4 ships are going to come to GRSC. And we expect the contract to be signed during the current financial year. That is approximately 3,200 crores.
Right.
The balance, that is the next generation corvettes, the water jet FACs, or the LPDs, they are all going to come out for competitive bidding.
Okay.
So, we will bid aggressively. If we get it is good for all of us.
Right. Okay.
Thank
so
you.
The total value of orders that will come up for open bidding could be in excess of 20,000 crores. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. The total orders, which is there in the bouquet of orders, which are likely to come up in the next, let us say, 3 to 4 years, if you look at the realistic thing, will be to the tune of 20 to 30,000 crores.
20 to 30,000 crores. Okay, great. And my last question, sir, one of the participants was asking about revenue guidance. I'm probably not going to ask you for a number, sir, but in our previous con calls with the former MD, he broadly gave us a visualization of how the industry works in terms of peak cycle. It's like a bell-shaped curve. So the understanding was FY23, FY24, 25 will be the peak years in terms. So maybe this 20,000 crore could average out or could be up and down. So our sense is that what you gave, this order should be above 4,000 crores, but I don't want you to confirm what it is. But is our thinking right that the next 3 years will be the peak years for the current order?
Since, as you rightly said, that you don't want me to confirm, absolutely bang on. But yes, these next 3 years are going to be good for all of us in terms of revenue from operations and the profitability.
Okay, sir. That's good enough for me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Arjun Goel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I actually wanted to follow up on what one of the other participants asked regarding the other income. Now, you mentioned that the yields this year have fallen from 4.7% to about 4%. Now, if I see FY18, 19, 20, I think the yields were somewhere about 10-11%. So, my first question is, why did they fall so drastically? And if you can throw some color as to, what kind of process is followed that, okay, we receive stage payment from the government, then what happens to that money? Like, what kind of securities do we invest it in? What process do we follow to determine the appropriate yield? And, how is it going to change going forward? So this is like my broad line of questioning. Thank you. Hello.
Oh, one second.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Goyal,
yes?
I want to tell you that the money is in our account, it is not for investment purpose. This is only a temporary, it is for working capital, because you see that in case of steel building or any defense contract, we don't factor the financing cost. Our our payments have been in such a manner that whatever working capital is required, it will be available to us. So this is nothing but working capital. So whatever now our deposit where already same day has told that now the peak time is coming, and peak time will come, naturally there will be drainage of this money. It will reduce. Because this is a cycle. Initially it will go up, then gradually it will come down, and in sequence of some order coming again, it will be replaced. But at the same time, as regards to profitability, I am telling that because whenever our BOP will go up, now you see that in FY22, 92% was our other income, 8% was our operating income. Now this has gone up. This year our operating income, operating profit has gone from last year 40 crores to just gone to 104 crores. So
right.
Gradually operating income will go up, and this will compensate the loss of our this other income, interest income. So this is
right.
A cycle.
No, so sir, my question is basically that earlier when the yields were about 10%, they were 10%, right, approximately in 18, 19, 20. The yield that you were getting on other income. So, right? So, now it has fallen from 10% to about 4%, right, in 21 and 22. So, my question is, what has changed in the cycle of execution, or in the cycle that you're talking about, that the yields have fallen from 10% to 4%? That's the crux of my question.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling same thing that because this is not our objective is not that other income. Our objective is only income from operating income, because this is a manufacturing organization. The main objective is our operating income. This is a temporary money available with us, and sometimes when the interest rate is higher, we are getting more. And now interest rate has gone down, and expected of, as per the present trend, I am expecting that the interest rate in next year will go up. So this is not our the core business of this income. The core business is operating profit.
Thank you. You can assume about a 4% yield on the cash balance or whatever is the benchmark rate. Would that be fair?
Yeah, it is now 4.2%. So what I'm expecting more, because now the interest is going up.
Right, as inflation and RBI raises rates, then of course our interest rate will go up. But broadly speaking, it is you're getting savings account rate, right? That
sir,
is.
Mr. Goyal, after this question is answered, we request you to return to the queue, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Inda, you could go.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I hand over back to Sri Commodore P.R. Hari for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Inda. And to conclude, financial year 22 has been a successful year both in terms of physical and financial performance, with us recording the highest ever turnover and operating profit in the history of the company. We have effectively manage the challenge posed by the COVID pandemic, especially during the first half of the year, specifically the first quarter, where we lost a certain amount of production time, but managed to come out unscathed and met all the planned shipbuilding project milestones. With a healthy order book of plus 24,000 crores and a very clear project execution strategy, the company is on an accelerated growth trajectory, and we are very confident of meeting our customer and investor expectations. Our focus, in addition to domestic warship building, will be on export, ship repairs, product diversification, the thrust on green energy platforms, and digitalization in the entire spectrum of operations. Thank you once again, Inda, and thank you, Gaurav, from Concept Investor Relations for organizing the conference call. And I would like to pay my sincere gratitude to all my analysts and investor friends who have taken time out of their busy schedules to listen to us today. Thank you. Stay healthy. Stay safe. Jai Hind.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect.